Welcome to On the Road, our From the Road podcast. This is Sean Rama here, and we're going to go through the songwriting process. A little funny story here is I started recording this podcast yesterday, and I must have hit the stop button on my recording equipment, which just sucks because I had some really good stuff I was talking about. So what I wanted to cover was the whole process of the song, which I'm going to play at the end of the podcast, of bringing the song Be Famous to bringing it to having a to recording the damn song. Anyway, so when the recording process for this song in particular, I'm going to try to stick to this song in particular, and not talk about generalized songwriting. One thing I do want to say about generalized songwriting, though, is when you write a song, you may not write... You're not likely going to write every song in the same fashion. Some people do, but that's not the way I do. Sometimes you may start the song like from a drum. So you're writing the drum part first, and you're working everything around the drum. That's generally how I started writing songs, because I was a drummer first and foremost, and I'd go in and I would write a drum part, and then the drum part would feed into my brain and come out, pop out with a guitar part or a bass line, and then the vocal after that. Generally the vocal always came last, but there's other ways of doing it too. Like when you're songwriting, you could also write a song starting with a lyric, and just a lyric, and you know, some people can only write the lyric, they can't write the vocal, they don't write the vocal, or they don't write the guitar, or any of the other instruments, but they just write the lyric. So, for Be Famous, and I guess I am going to generalize about this a bit. Our band, which we're currently calling Dome, we'll see if that's how long that name sticks with us. We're not all... Anyway, never mind. Let's go forward here. How we came up to Be Famous is Alex, our guitar player, came in with a guitar lick. And if I recall correctly, it wasn't more than a guitar lick. It was just a guitar lick. There wasn't really anything else to it other than the guitar lick. So we came in and he played the lick, and he played it over, and then the bass player Todd, my brother, he came up with the bass line for it, and then basically Ole worked in and came up with some drums for it, and basically we kind of toyed with this song a little bit. I think Ole and Alex, our drummer Ole and our guitarist Alex, came up. They had a practice without me and Todd, and they actually came up with this, and they kind of worked it out. So when I came in for the next practice, they showed me what they had, and my brother wasn't there at the time, so I worked out kind of a vocal melody for it, and not the final vocal melody that you'll hear in this version, but I came up with a general vocal idea for it, and then we jammed it out, I think, a couple times, and then my brother came back, and then we jammed it out with him. And by that point of the process of jamming it out and figuring it out, pretty much came up with, I changed the vocal structure of it. The original vocal structure I came up with for it was a little formulaic. I mean, this is kind of a powerful, positive song in the chords that are used and in the drums that are used. Everything is very uplifting and upbeat and anthemic, I would say, like an anthem. So when the lyrics I come up with were just following the song, they didn't... When I write a vocal, I don't always... I try not to sing with the song. I try to sing against the song and weave in and out of the song, so I'm not literally following the same pentameter and the same exactly the same notes. I'm singing within the same scale, obviously, but I try to do something a little bit different than, you know, just follow the song. I try to anyway. And that's what I did in the original version. When my brother came in, I think on the way to practice, I generally do a warm-up in the car. And I usually have this this CD that I pop in and I sing along, and it's a good warm-up exercise. And as you move through the CD, the songs get progressively more challenging. It's just the way that the CD was laid out, which is really, really odd. So anyway, as I was doing that, I'm like, I just kind of came up with something in my head. So I stopped the CD, I pulled over, pulled my phone out, mounted it on the car there, or on the dash, and hit the voice recorder option on my phone. And I'm like, you know what, I have an idea. So what I did is I popped in the CD of the live recording of the jam from the week before, popped it in, played it, and I just sang over top of it, seeing if I could come up with something, because I wasn't happy with what I had before. So I sang along, and I came up with a completely different vocal melody from what I originally sung. And it was really, really good, and I instantly forgot it. So when we got to practice, I already forgot what it was. So then I had to play it again in my headset. They're like, okay, what the hell was I singing? And I sang it again. I'm like, oh, shit, that's how it goes. And I kept losing it. So it's a good thing I recorded it, you know, pulled over and recorded it on the way to practice, because I would have lost it and probably stay with the boring, traditional lyric vocal that I came up with. So anyway, so by the time my brother was back, and then we worked through the song, I had the new vocal, and the lyrics were already coming. And the lyrics, in this situation, what we did is, I mean, we're always coming up with new stuff. We don't use all of it, but we come up with new stuff all the time. And what I generally do is, after we record the song, well, we record live in the room, I usually bring it home, I convert the wave to an MP3, you know, and I might let the recorder go for the whole hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, or whatever we do, and then I'll chop up that MP3 into sections. So this is the section where we played this riff, and here's the section we played. So they're basically broken down into the song, the very poor song structure that we have. And then I'll earmark each one with, I'll give a title to each song, even though when I'm singing it live, and I had, like, we're actually just jamming out something brand new we've never done before, I'll make up something and call the song a certain thing, even though when I'm singing, I might just be, you know, yodeling or whatever, like, I'm just singing without words, just so I know how the melody's gonna go. So doing the vocal and not the lyric. So I'll, just as a placeholder, and so we also know what the hell the song is when we refer to it next week, hey, let's do that song, blah, blah, blah. We're not going to say, well, let's do that third song we did about 10 minutes into the practice. You know, no, we're going to do the song that I've called this. So we've done this for a few of the songs, and I'll just name it something, and then I'll try to make the lyrics fit later. So we did that with this song, and I called it Be Famous. And I don't know what I was thinking at the time. I think I was kind of thinking about, I had the movie American Beauty stuck in my head, and Almost Famous, and I don't know what I was thinking, but I had the vibe of American Beauty in my head with the protagonist, I guess, and maybe that was inspiring what I was singing. But anyway, the lyrics came very, very quick after that point. And then we had the song, and the song was, like, the structure was there, it was done, and really it was within the span of a very short amount of time, maybe a couple of weeks, and the song was there, it was complete, it was done. So it was pretty freaky, because it came really quick. And at the time, before we started writing this song, we had decided we were going to record a bunch of songs. We were kind of going through the logistics of how we were going to do that. Are we going to go to a studio, because we had an option for some studio time for a very cheap price. But then we also had the option of, well, let's just do it ourselves. Like, why pay somebody? We can do it ourselves. We have the technology. But the sticking point for recording for everybody, and for us particularly in this case, was recording drums are probably the most difficult instrument to record. And I covered this in a previous podcast, but it's very, very difficult to record drums. You get a mic each drum, and then you have to use the right kind of mics, ones that don't have a lot of bleed, because if you have a microphone on your snare drum is right next to your hi-hat, which is right next to one of your crashes, maybe like your splash or whatever, that one mic is going to pick up all of that stuff, and because you get different tonal qualities and different pitches and all this, when you're recording the snare, you're picking up all these other instruments, and they all have different levels of volume, and based upon the positioning of the mic, it sounds like crap. So you're going to have a, I think, I don't know the technical term, might be a low impedance mic, but you're going to put a mic that picks up not a lot, it only picks up in its immediate vicinity, and then you put that right on the drum, like right tight on the drum, and it won't pick up anything else. So if you think of how many pieces you have in a drum kit, like holy crap, man, like that's a lot of mics, and it's very expensive. So we were planning that, okay, well, maybe we'll rent the gear and then we'll record all the drum parts over one weekend, and then we can do all the other, you know, all the other parts at a different time. And anyway, all the logistics of that. And as we were kind of figuring all this stuff out, and my brother wasn't available for a jam because he went away, we're talking about that, and we write this song, and it's pretty much fully formed within like a couple of weeks' time or whatever it was, and we hadn't yet rented the recording equipment, so we're like, well, I guess shit, we're just gonna do this song, like this will be part of the playlist. And there you had it, there it was, and then we were doing the song. So strangely enough, the last song we wrote was the first song we ended up fully recording. So once all the drums were done, I mean, I was still working on the lyrics at this point. I'd come up with probably 60 or 70% of the lyrics for the song, and the rest had the rest of it wasn't fully realized yet. I was still tweaking this, and I didn't know what the song was about, and I was trying to figure out where I was going with it, and you know what I was trying to evoke lyrically, and. I always try not to be overly obvious in my lyric. I try to have it be a bit more universal, so the lyric could be about me, or it could be about somebody else, or whatever. I try to have a more universal meaning. So, they've recorded the drums. Alex has gone in and recorded the guitars. So basically, Alex recorded the guitars just for, I think, two songs. And, like, holy crap, like, we're already moving along here. And I haven't even written lyrics, but I kind of figured that the song, you know, I didn't even know we were actually going to do the song. I didn't know if we were that far along, but we were far along enough. So the first two songs that came through was Be Famous and Breakdown, which is one of the first songs we'd written. Actually, it's a song Alex and I wrote before we had all the current members of the band together. Anyway, so like, okay, I guess we're recording this. And I hadn't even figured out that the song title, Be Famous, didn't appear anywhere in the song. It didn't have any meaning in the song. It didn't mean anything. It was irrelevant. It wasn't part of the lyrics I'd, you know, the amount of lyrics I'd written thus far. And I hadn't even worked out every single section lyrically of what I was doing. So it was kind of a weird thing. So we went into the studio, with my home studio, with my brother, and he'd recorded the bass already, and we had the guitars, so I was a little nervous about doing Be Famous, so we did Breakdown first, and Breakdown worked out great. We recorded, did the vocals in one take, did another take for some background vocals, and it was done, complete, easy. It was ridiculous. I didn't warm up, it did nothing, we just went straight and recorded it, and that was it, it was done, which is absolutely crazy. Like, you don't record that way, you always want to take multiple takes, but It was so absolutely perfect of what I wanted it to sound like. So anyway, so then we recorded the vocals to Be Famous, and I was still working out some of the lyrics. Some of the lyrics didn't work. The pentameter or the rhythm of them, like I couldn't get it to fit right, and there was too many syllables, or not enough syllables, or I couldn't remember where I wanted to hang the note on which part of the, you you know, which part of the word I wanted to hang the note on, and a whole bunch of stuff like that. So we recorded one take, and it came out really, really raw, but in a good way, with a lot of vibrato in my voice. It sounded pretty cool, but it was a bit sloppier, but there was a couple sections that sounded pretty darn good. But I couldn't hear myself singing when I sang, so I wasn't adjusting anything. So we adjusted the audio levels, and then we recorded another take. This take was absolutely crap, because then it was too loud in my ears, so then we deleted that take, and we recorded another take, so take three. And then it was pretty good, but I made a mistake in a bunch of places. I tripped over some of the lyrics, so I was still trying to figure it out. I think by this point I figured out how to fit Be Famous into the song, and the song ended up about trying to be famous, and a false, more like infamy, I guess, than fame, but anyway. So we recorded that, and then what I did is we spliced. There was some really good verses here and there in each of those two better takes. So we spliced them together, doubled the lyric in one spot. It sounded really good. And it was done. It was done. Did both songs in one night. Breakdown probably took maybe 10 minutes to record, all told. And then Be Famous was done. Be Famous took a couple hours, because we kept trying to decide we're going to chop stuff up. And that was it. And that was how Be Famous came to be. Be Famous. So I'm going to play that song right now. Take a listen to it. Hope you like it. The band is called Dome. Currently, we'll see if we stick with that or not. But anyway, that's it for me today. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. A little shorter than normal. They'll be whichever length they need to be. Anyway, we'll see you on the flip side.